We owe a great debt of gratitude to the Canadian people, actually, because when our people went out in 1847 and landed on the shores of Quebec, the people at that time didn't even have English, and they landed on the shores of a French-speaking people. And while the Irish, as we know now, weren't often greeted with delight in places like Boston and New York, they were taken into the homes of the Canadian people. They were taken, in this instance, from the shore where the survivors, 40-odd survivors, landed. They were taken into the homes and the hearts of the people and integrated in society there. So it is a wonderful thing for Ireland and for the Canadian people. And I think I should also say that there is a place, the monument that was built to the people that were shipwrecked, is a piece of Irish soil where the Irish flag is allowed to be flown, and it's considered to be Irish soil. So there's a great deal of respect by the Canadian people and the people of Quebec for the people of Sligo and the famine victims.